Howdy, folks. Happy Labor Day. You know, when I was young, I thought nothing of working 12 hours a day, and today the thought is even more revolting. Well, this is Pat Buttram, happy to be back for delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment, and, well, here I am back from my vacation, feeling like everybody does after a vacation, all tuckered out. You know, though, it's great to get back to something restful, work. I went down home to Winston County, which is still right where I left it 20 years ago. The fellows there, they still roll their own cigarettes, only not as good as they used to. They can't seem to get the hang of putting them filter tips on. But I'll tell you, there's one advantage. One advantage to living down home, though. There's no place to go that you shouldn't. Now, Paula Richards, she's back from her vacation, too, still slender, smiling, and single. And the boys in the quartet, they're all as tan as the bottom of a baking powder biscuit. And the men of the Buttram Symphony, they're back from the sandbars to their music bars. Seeing as how Paula spent part of her vacation in St. Louis, everybody's going to join in on Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We will dance the hoochie-coochie. I will be your tootsie-wootsie. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. We will dance the hoochie coochie. I will be your tootsie wootsie. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
You know, seems like most everybody must have been chewing double mint gum on his vacation, because I'll tell you, everywhere I went, I saw folks buying that familiar green package with the five sticks of delicious double mint chewing gum. Of course, that happens all year round, because I'll tell you, double mint is a all-seasons taste treat. It tones up your mouth, you know. Puts life into it, helps the sparkle of your teeth, helps make your breath fresh and pleasant, too. And, well, I tell you, it's a taste tonic after meals for you, because chewing double mint aids digestion and just helps settle tense nerves for you. There's no way I know of that a nickel will go further than for a package of double mint chewing gum. Hours of flavor happiness there. When I was down home, I found they'd made one or two concessions to progress there. For example, the jukebox at the ice cream parlor had a new record on it, By the Light of the Silvery Moon, sung by Billy Murray and the Peerless Quartet. Background music on the musical Saw. Maybe we can bring them up to date a little with some live music by our quartet here. Sing something the folks down home can digest, will you, boys?
The wind blows high
Sally, get your hoe kicked, Sally, dun, 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 dun. Way down yonder in the sycamore timber, Sally, get your hoe kicked, done. Jaybird danced till his toes got limber, Sally, get your hoe kicked, done. Sally, get your hoe kicked, done. Sally, get your hoe kicked, done. The wind blows high, the wind blows low. We're sitting here a-picking on my old banjo. The only tune that I ever did know was Sally, get your hoe cake done, 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 done. Sally, get your hoe cake done. Tadpole laying in a puddle of water. Sally, get your hoe cake done. Winked his eye at the bullfrog's daughter. Sally, get your hoe cake done. Sally, get your hoe cake done. Sally, get your hoe cake done. The wind blows high, the wind blows low. We're sitting here picking on the old banjo. The only tune that I ever did know was Sally, get your hoe cake done, 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 done. Sally, get your hoe cake done.
A crawdad laying on a sandy bottom.
Sally, get your hoe cake done.
Just one more jump and the raccoon's got 'em.
Sally, get your hoe cake done.
Sally, get your hoe cake
done. Sally, get your hoe cake done. Sally, get your hoe cake done. The wind blows high. Sitting here thinking I'm picking on my old banjo. The only tune that I ever did know. Sally, get your hoe cake done, 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 Sally.
Sally, the double mint's a-waiting, so hurry.
Get your hoe cake done.
Reason they call it hoe cake, you have to cut it with a hoe, you know. Well, I guess you already know without my telling you, today we salute Labor Day. You know, when I was real young, I had a notion that Labor Day meant everybody had to work. Well, that explained why nobody could find me. I hid out all day. It was a long time before I caught on that it was a holiday. That's the way with some people. You know, they work harder at trying to get out of work than if they just went ahead and just worked. I've always advocated a minimum output of physical effort, as some folks have sort of suspected. So here I wind up on the radio. Oh. All right, if this puts me in the leisure class, well, how come I'm here working today and everybody else is knocking off? It just shows a fellow can outwit himself sometimes. Anyway, I'll say hats off to the folks that get the job done and keep things running in this country. Labor Day is for them, and I think it's nice it always comes on Monday, you know. Of course, one thing it always makes any job easier is double mint gum. It's good to have a treat while you work. And what treat could be more convenient than delicious double mint? It can't possibly interfere with busy hands, and I'll tell you, you'll find that chewing double mint, it's a real help on the job. I don't know, somehow things go easier and faster while you chew away, steady and refreshed there. So keep some handy where you work, will you? Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Well, I've been away for a whole month, but I remember that right about now it's always Buttram bonus time. Well, for Labor Day, I don't know of a better Buttram bonus than to tell you how to enjoy your job more. There's two ways to spell labor. L-A-B-O-R, that's one way, and L-A-B-O-U-R, that's the hard way. Well, it's harder because in L-A-B-O-U-R, you have to put U into it. Labor's real work with U in it, believe me. I remember Grandpa Buttram, he talked about the working man he used to. Of course, nowadays the working man's become a laboring man. They figure it's more dignified to labor than to work, I guess. And I don't know, when Grandpa worked, he used to sweat. Today we perspire. But what with the 5-day weeks and the coffee breaks and air conditioning and power tools and electric typewriters, I don't know, it's getting so we don't even perspire. I remember us kids who used to play football, 11 men on a team. Today they have 11 men on offense and 11 more on defense. Seems like nobody feels like working a full 60 minutes even when they're playing. Now, I know what you women folks, I know what you women are thinking. You're thinking our work is different. Well, you're right, it sure is. I remember my grandma, she'd do a week's wash for a family of 10, and then she'd cook breakfast, get the kids off to school, make the beds, sweep, dust, clean, be dressed and ready to go shopping by 9:30. I mean, 9:30 that same morning, too. So when you think your job's rough, you just ask Grandpa or Grandma about the labor in the old days when it was known as work. You'll perspire just hearing about it. As a matter of fact, I'm getting tired just thinking about it. So let's get our minds off of such a subject as work by listening to Paula Richards as she sings, "I'm in the Mood for Love."
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars. Why stop to think of whether this little dream might fade? We put our hearts together. Now we are one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud above. If it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
We want to thank our good friend Jim Conway and the gang for taking you on that wonderful vacation cruise during our vacation. Now, don't forget to chew delicious, refreshing, healthful, double mint chewing gum, will you? You know, keep a package handy in your purse or pocket. Chew it often. Well, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that wild oats make a horrible breakfast. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?
This is the CBS Radio Network.